This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, an Ella's Leash production. Heard as a podcast around the world, but heard first on radio stations 100.7 WHUD FM and Real Country 920, 1260, and 1420 AM, all in New York's Hudson Valley. Shine On, bringing you healers and dreamers and people who want to make life richer. It's your time to shine on. Hi, it's Casey, and Shine On, the inspirational podcast for health and happiness, is 10 years old. We are celebrating today with two of my favorite energy goddesses, Mary Ellen O'Brien, who will connect you to your true essence. She's got a free series coming up you can be part of. And let's move our bodies and wake up our bodies with Lauren Walker. She's coming to Omega next month, and she's back to give us right now some super brain yoga. Stand up if you can, and Lauren, you can lead the way.
Cross your hands in front of the body, and the right hand is in front of the left. I'm actually doing it with you as I speak. And then you're going to hold your earlobe with your thumb in the front of your earlobe. And so that's the position. And then the tongue is on the top of the mouth. And then you're going to come into a squat as far down as you can. You don't have to go super far. If you're more flexible and that's easy for you, you surely can go all the way down to a squat where you're right down at the floor. But if that's not so easy for you, just go down a little bit like you're about to sit into a chair. You don't have to go any further than that. Inhale on the way down and exhale on the way up. You can breathe in the nose and out the mouth or in and out the nose. And each will have a different effect on your body. So check it out and see which one you prefer.
Okay, so when my right hand is holding my left earlobe and my left hand is holding my right earlobe and I squat down and I am inhaling on the way down, exhale as you rise up, what is happening in my brain when this is happening?
You're pumping cerebral spinal fluid, which is what you really want. You want cerebral spinal fluid to be moving through the brain and the spinal column. It bathes it, it refreshes it, it does so many things. It's called the original pulse in the body. And so that energy and that pulse really wants to be moving. And so this gets that moving. It's a pulse for the whole body. And if you've read any parts of the book, you know that the body speaks in pulsations. And so anything that you can do to accentuate that pulsation, that in and out breath, that getting small and getting large in the body. But you're also holding all of these different pressure points on the body that have different effects for the system. And so it would be a long thing to go into all of them right now. But if you click on that link, you can find out how he created this and what each piece of it is doing. You know, the tongue on the roof of your mouth is connecting your breath into a particular pattern. So every piece of it has a specific value for what you're doing. And it's so easy.
Yeah, and you say the body speaks to us in pulsations, and what we're doing in that movement, the down and up with the arms crossed, is a pulsation itself. So
it is, and it's also emphasizing that crossover pattern, which is one of the things that the reason it's called super brain yoga, because in order for your brain to work optimally, you need to have this crossover pattern. And so you're having your arms crossed over here, and you're pressing these marma points on your ears, and you're encouraging this crossover pattern in the brain to go everywhere into the body so that you're becoming more effective, more efficient in everything that you do, and you're emphasizing this in all of the cells in your body, this crossover pattern.
We're talking to Lauren Walker, author of The Energy Medicine Yoga Prescription. You can go spend a weekend with her at Omega coming up soon. Lauren, tell everybody what Tarzan was really doing when he was banging on his chest.
He was waking his energy up, getting himself ready for the day. And that's exactly what we need to be doing. Actually, it's funny because I did it this morning. I had to get up really early. And so I was in bed and I just, you know, that, oh, I don't want to get out of bed. I want to roll over. And I just made fists with my hands and started pounding my chest just like Tarzan. And within a couple of breaths, I was like, good, ready to go, get up and start my day. So it's part of the wake up technique. You know, all these techniques are so simple. It's kind of laughable. And I say that in my class. classes all the time, you're going to laugh at how simple this stuff is and wish that you had learned it so much earlier, because it's so powerful and it really takes very little time and effort to get your energy working for you.
I'm lying in bed the other night and, like, with flat fists, I was massaging the sides of my thighs, and I don't know why. It was something in this book and I was like, oh, I got to do that right now. But the pain, I couldn't get over the soreness. I didn't feel pain in my waking day, but when I touched this particular point on the side of my thighs, what's that all about? Why do I have hidden pain nodules?
So that's really important because, you know, nothing in the body should hurt. And when I ask people if they have any pain, you know, a lot of times people say, no, I feel fine. But then when we get in and we start to palpate a little bit deeper, just below the skin layer, just kind of press in, and everyone's squirming and screaming, like, oh my God, this hurts and that hurts, my hands hurt, my thighs, all over the torso, all over my arms, because we don't spend time with ourselves in that way. Maybe you get a massage once in a while, maybe more frequently if you're lucky. But to spend time really, you know, checking in with the physical body, what's going on. So if there's any pain in the body, that's energy that's stuck. And you're feeling pain in the outside of the thigh, and that corresponds to the large intestine. And so that's part of your digestive and elimination functions. And there's a lot of toxins that we have in our intestines that don't always get eliminated, you know, with our daily elimination. And those toxins can build up, lymph can build up in all of our organs. But I find that it's particularly prone into the large and small intestine, which is why that massage on the thighs, inner and outer, can be excruciatingly painful until you start to really spend time deeply massaging those areas, and then that pain will resolve as the lymph and the toxins move out of those organs, and the pain will start to resolve over time.
You make it so simple. The Energy Medicine Yoga Prescription, and people can come spend a weekend with you at Omega. Tell us about that.
I'm so excited. I love going to Omega. It's like summer camp for adults. It's just so much fun. The food is amazing. The landscape, the gardens, the lake. I'm going to be there the 14th through the 16th of June. And we will spend the weekend really learning and diving into these essential basic practices. And you'll leave there with tools in your toolkit that are so simple that literally will transform your life with minutes a day. And I don't mean to sound like an infomercial when I say that, but that's really what I've found. This work is really, really easy. And especially if you already have a yoga practice, we're going to do the whole, you know, the whole weekend is within the context of a yoga practice. And if you don't have one, you'll have one by the end of the weekend. I find all the time that my students come and they're not really sure what they're going in for. And by the end of the weekend, they've signed up for everything that I'm offering because they find how powerful this work is. And it's really fun, too, to get healthy and to put your own health in your own hands. It's powerful.
Well, you know, Lauren, you make it fun. And what you do is you eagerly put it in our hands. Do you know what I'm saying? You eagerly say, you can do this, take this, this is easy, this is fun, and your book is so wonderful. Can you tell everybody about the hookup? Because it's one of the pictures that makes me laugh the most on page 80.
Yes. What that does is it solidifies these energies that we have running around the core of the body. It's really about core strength, and not in the sense of like the six-pack abs, but in the sense of being strong in your fundamental being, having the backbone and the strength to follow your convictions. And it's also about helping to protect your own energy systems. It strengthens your aura, which is kind of like your spacesuit, your environment that you go out in the world in. And it strengthens that as well so that you're not so prone to taking in energy from other people. And it's really easy. One finger in the belly button, one finger in the third eye between the eyebrows, press in and pull up, and take three breaths in the nose and out the mouth. And it's really calming as well if you find yourself kind of like frantic or out of sorts in a moment, and you just do that. It'll just center you and bring you back to your center, the center of your core, the center of your system.
One finger in my belly button. Does it matter what finger?
It doesn't. I like to use the third finger because that's the finger of circulation in the body, but it doesn't really matter which one you use.
One finger in my belly button, another finger on my third eye, pull up and breathe three times.
Three times, in the nose and out the mouth, which is that same breath pattern that also accentuates that system that runs around the core of the body. So you're getting a two-pack for that one.
Mm-hmm. Now, I asked you off the air about asthma because it's something that I suffered with. And you said in five elements, what is it a deficiency of?
Yeah, so actually, I'm glad that you brought that up because after you contacted me, my cousin put a query on Facebook that her young son is suffering from asthma and she's been freaking out. She doesn't know what to do. He's a little kid. He'll start choking and throw up if she can't calm him and get him to his inhaler, which again is, you know, that's a pretty powerful medicine. So if there's ways that you can deal with it on other levels, it's also really, really positive for the system. So, you know, it's interesting because asthma falls in metal and fire elements. So that means the overwhelming, challenging emotion with that would be grief. That's the metal, and anxiety, which is fire. And you think about that. If you have trouble breathing, of course, your anxiety is going to go through the roof. You can't get a full deep breath. You start to get nervous and freaking out. And then the other piece around it that can precipitate the asthma is grief. Asthma and Crohn's disease are two diseases that Western medicine also says are psychosomatic. Not that they're not real. They're absolutely real. And if you've had either of those, you know the effects of them are absolutely real. But the presentation of them are brought about more by psychological events in our lives than physical events that would cause some kind of issue in the physical body. But then when you're talking about children, so how did this little kid already have grief and already have anxiety? Well, he was born a preemie, so his first few months actually in life were in a hospital, you know, incubated. And, you know, you can imagine even before your cognition is developed, to have that experience would be really traumatizing to the body. So I want to give you a couple things that you can do really, again, really simple things. At the base of the thumb, on the inside of the wrist, you'll see you've got a big ropey tendon right there. You see that big ropey tendon in the wrist? If you slide right off that tendon before you get to the other tendon that's kind of designates the back of the hand from the front of the hand. So you're in between those two tendons. You feel where I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's a point that's called lung 9. And it's the source point for the lung meridian. What that means is massaging that point or even just holding that point lightly is going to send energy directly to the lungs. And it's really great for asthma or for if you get a cough or a cold, anything that's working with the lungs or if you've got grief, holding that point can really help to move energy out of the lungs and help clear the lungs. So massaging or holding that point. And then what I want to do now is called flushing the lung meridian. We're going to flush any energy that's stagnant in the lungs so that we bring fresh energy and fresh vitality. So you're going to take your hand, you're going to cover the back of the thumb, and you're going to slide up the thumb, so not the back of the arm, but the inside of the arm, right in line with that point you were just massaging. You're going to go all the way up the arm, past the elbow, up the upper arm, past the shoulder, and then down over the lungs, so kind of at the top of the breath.
Tell me where to start again.
Cover your thumb, and then you're going to just slide your hand up the arm, over the shoulder, and end over the lungs, so your hand is kind of opened wide. I've got my palm on it. I'm just using my whole hand. I'm going to cover the thumb. I'm going to just slide my hand up the arm. So I'm covering lots of other points, but my intention and the main thing that I'm doing is flushing this lung backwards. So let's do it one more time. Cover the thumb. Smooth your hand up the arm, making sure that some part of your hand is on the inner arm, not the back of the arm. Upper arm over the shoulder, and then rest your hand over your lungs. So you're going to do that three times. You're going to flush that three times. And then after the third time, just shake your hand off. And now we're going to go forward, and we're going to get the energy of the lung back to where we want it to be. So you're going to start with your hand over your lung or the upper chest there, and you're going to smooth over the top of the shoulder and then down that edge of the arm and off the thumb.
Thank you so much.
Please stay in touch and let me know how that helps you going forward, too.
She's a gem. Lauren Walker. Go spend the weekend with her at Omega. EMYoga.net. That's EMYoga.net. Learn more with Lauren at Omega the second week in June. Hi, it's Casey, shining on with health and happiness for 10 years now. Please come to my symposium in Poughkeepsie, May 11th or May 25th in Mohegan Lake. Plus, I've planned two inspirational weekend vacations for July and August. Visit Casey.co, K-A-C-E-Y.co. Coming soon to a computer near you, a free web series with Mary Ellen O'Brien. She's here to be your soul alignment teacher, coach, and healer. If you have gifts you aren't sharing with the world, she can help you access them and your highest frequency. What does that feel like?
So when you're aligned with your soul, you feel so connected to who you really are. You have access to your clear inner guidance, your full energy, inspiration, joy, love, creativity, everything that you want.
How many people are actually consistently soul aligned?
I would say a small percentage. I know from my own path, when I first got onto this spiritual path, taking weekend workshops and trainings, I would feel so excited because I was reconnected to who I knew I was missing, that true me, my true essence. And then I would be so excited after a weekend training, and then I would go back to my regular self and lose it again. And it was so frustrating because I would just be confused or overwhelmed or frustrated and just not connected and didn't have access to my guidance or anything. So I just know that people who are on the path can access this so much more than they do.
So consistent soul alignment would be when we wake up every day with our brains already programmed, right?
Right.
With those new neural pathways built.
Yes. You have a higher set point. It's an energetic frequency, really, where you're connected to your higher self. And at first, I really went through this painful process for, I would say, 2 decades, going back and forth, back and forth. And it gets to the point where if you know you can have that access, you just desire it more consistently. And that's why I created the whole program.
I would imagine there's times where you need to shut out some of the disturbances and the distractions.
Exactly. So when you're really connected, you can have more discernment about what drains you energetically and what allows you to stay centered and clear and have access to that. It's almost like a personal trainer builds a muscle in a gym. It's really anchoring and building this muscle and strengthening it so that you have it as your regular set point.
Is this what we were born for?
I believe we were. And we've gotten so distanced and so disconnected from nature and our true essence that it takes commitment and some dedication and practices, but the rewards are so, so, so worth it.
So tell everybody what it looks like and feels like to be consistently soul aligned.
Well, I'm thinking of a recent client who came to me feeling disconnected, just down, you could even say slightly depressed, a little anxiety, and not clear with what she wanted or who she was on a day-to-day basis. I think we can all relate to that. And after a short while of doing practices with me and then having homework to absolutely amplify this and strengthen this muscle, she reconnected with who she really is and just is so excited. And now she's inspired and she knows clearly what her guidance is and what her fear is. Mm-hmm. So she can follow her guidance. And she's really tapped into this creative flow. She's just completely awake and alive and excited. And everything is now, she's attracting all people and opportunities into her experience because she's so excited and alive.
Because she's at a different frequency.
Yeah.
Now she can access the better opportunities at a higher frequency.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if having anxiety and depression isn't directly correlated to being disconnected from your soul.
Yeah, I think it is. And I'm not a clinical psychologist, but I know I've worked with many people and I've experienced my own mild depression or just feeling very disconnected or anxiety. Then, as you know, once you discover the parts of you that you've forgotten, and there are different exercises to do that, and you rediscover what lights you up and who you really are as a soul or as your true essence, you can tap back into the parts of you that were disconnected. So it really lights you up and it changes your mood.
What does it sound like to communicate with your soul?
You might be driving down the road and all of a sudden think of someone, and everyone has had this experience. You think of someone you haven't thought of in 20 years and they call or they pop up on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So there are the fun, intuitive hits that you get. Or you may just keep getting a persistent, repetitive message that I need to take that class, or I need to just, deep down you have a yearning and it gets louder and louder and it's repetitive and consistent. And when you follow it, there's this big release that happens and you feel great because you took the class or you contacted the person you've been thinking about.
Is there an inner dialogue? Can there be an inner dialogue between your soul and yourself?
Yes, I believe our higher self is that the connection of our soul to our personality self. self, our physical self. And the opposite, of course, is our inner critic and self-doubt and the cultural limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. Who do you think you are to, be happy and fulfilled in your work and your relationships?
Yeah, so that's your inner critic.
That's the inner critic. And when you learn to disengage from that and simply notice it as it is, it's going to be there and it's going to come up. We don't get rid of it. Mm. We're not going to banish it and fight with it. We simply notice it and we come back to what we really know. And just by doing the practices and exercising this muscle, right, it's more and more clear.
That's the critic and this is the guidance.
Which one is which?
Yeah, and the critic just wants to keep us safe. So he
yes.
has his place too.
Absolutely.
So, all right, consistent soul alignment, everybody wants in.
So once you get a taste and a flavor and a glimpse of this soul alignment feeling, you can't go backwards. You can't settle for less. So that's what's, it's almost painful, but it's helpful because if you get disconnected, it's a very immediate reminder mm-hmm. how uncomfortable it is. It's more uncomfortable than when you were disconnected prior to knowing how good being connected felt. And it gently nudges you and reminds you to do your practices again. So this method is something that lasts for the rest of your life. You know, even if you fall off and get disconnected, you can return to it.
And your first reaction, I would assume, is to, oh, I got to get back to that.
And clarity is so refreshing and wonderful because when you're clear, you have access to your creative ideas and you can create and you can actually do the work you're here to do
right.
and make the difference you're here to make, as you know.
You mentioned something about clear energy boundaries in your work, and I want to know what that is. What are clear energy boundaries?
When you have access to your clear energy boundaries, it means you're vibrating at this higher frequency, and you're able to not get overwhelmed or drained or bullied over by other people's opinions or energy. People who are sensitive to energy know how painful that is when you leave your house after doing your meditation and practices and you run into someone, even a stranger on the street, and you can immediately feel their emotions. It's extremely painful. So
right.
the disadvantages of being sensitive to energy is the inability to access these clear energy boundaries, which means you're basically vulnerable to everyone else's moods and energy. But the huge benefit when you access your clear energy boundaries, people can't drain you, they can't throw you off. You're very centered and strong, and your energy affects them more than their energy affects you.
So you mean to tell me when I strengthen my energy boundaries, I can drive down the Taconic State Parkway during the rush hour and be okay?
Exactly. You can walk in the middle of Grand Central and still maintain your frequency, and then you have more of your energy to give and more of your great ideas and your wisdom and
right.
sense of humor. So it's a huge benefit, especially for people who are sensitive to energy, because a lot of people have beautiful gifts to share that they're not sharing.
So this clear energy boundary, is it a physical boundary or is it just a mental boundary?
I would say it's a physical boundary, and it's acquired through various ways, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. The work I do with people is coaching them, but I'm also taking them energetically. I'm assisting them in connecting energetically through energy healing. So there's coaching, teaching, healing that happens. And once they access it with me, they can practice on their own and then anchor this fully.
Is this one-on-one or in a group?
Both. Okay. I do work one-on-one, in person and online, as well as I have groups in person and online.
We can go to your website and find some resources that will help us right off the bat. And you have some powerful statements you want to share with us?
Sure. When we consistently vibrate at the frequency of our higher self, everything follows. We can't control outside circumstances or people or events, but we do have control over our own connection. When we experience a glimpse of this amazing feeling of being connected to our true essence, if we know we can experience it one time, it means we can experience it more frequently, more consistently. And once we tap into our inner knowing and we can easily discern our inner guidance from our inner critic, we don't search as much for answers on the outside. And it's so freeing because, as you know, there's so much information on the outside. And when we do receive outside information, we can easily discern if it resonates with us and discard anything that doesn't.
I am happy to announce that you have a free online workshop series to offer our listeners. So tell us all about that.
So it's going to be online, interactive Zoom videos where people dial in and we do exercises to help you experience this connection for yourself, experience the clear energy boundaries. It's an interactive, so people will be able to, we'll have a discussion, there'll be the meditation, and people will walk away feeling this connection.
That's coming up soon.
Tuesday, May 14th at 1 p.m., 1 to 1:45. And then it's every Tuesday for 3 weeks. I'm going to cover strong energy boundaries, experiencing your clear inner guidance, and rediscovering your soul qualities.
How do we sign up?
We go to my website at awakenyourtrueessence.com.
Awakenyourtrueessence.com. Mary Ellen O'Brien, she can be your soul alignment teacher, coach, and healer. Visit awakenyourtrueessence.com. Now, thanks for shining on today. I do hope to see you Saturday, May 11th, in Poughkeepsie for a self-mastery symposium. Casey.co has more. Our thought for the day is one that hangs over my desk. It's by Alan Cohen, who said, "The deeper you love yourself, the more the universe will affirm your worth. Then you can enjoy a lifelong love affair that brings you the richest fulfillment from inside out." Shine on. You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, for your entertainment only. Heard Sunday mornings on 100.7 WHUD and on Real Country's 920, 1260, and 1420 AM, all in New York's Hudson Valley. Subscribe to Shine on iTunes and SoundCloud and catch a show anytime at casey.co. That's K-A-C-E-Y.co. Shine On.